We travel over a film strip. Three frames fly through a square that surrounds the letter T, Truncus International. A blue flare travels across the words. Over black. Words appear. Mostafa Akkad presents. Donald Pleasance Inn. Fire red bold block letters. Halloween 5. A Magnum Pictures Incorporated production. A knife slashes. Starring Danielle Harris. Ellie Cornell. Bo Star. Jeffrey Landman. Tamara Glynn. Jonathan Chapin. Matthew Walker and Wendy Kaplan as Tina. Co-starring Betty Carvalho, Troy Evans, Frank Como, David Urson. Casting by D.D. Bradley. Production designer Brenton Swift. Art director Richard Honigman. Special makeup effects designed and created by K&B EFX Group. Music by Alan Howarth. Halloween theme John Carpenter. The knife cuts through pumpkin innards. Line producer Rick Nathanson. Edited by Charles Tettoni. Director of photography Robert Draper. Written by Michael Jacobs and Dominique Athenin-Girard and Shem Bitterman. Executive producer Mostafa Akkad. Produced by Ramsey Thomas. Directed by Dominique Athenin-Girard. A firelight glows inside a pumpkin's eye. Nighttime on a country road. A figure hangs on the roof of a truck. It grabs the driver's shoulder. A masked Michael Myers propels to the ground.
Die, you son of a bitch!
Michael's body smashes through a fence.
Jamie, I want you to stay in the car.
Michael's fist unfurls. A disheveled Jamie kneels next to him and grabs his veiny hand.
Jamie! Get away!
Don't touch him, Jamie!
She drops his hand and walks away. His other hand clenches a knife.
Get down!
Michael's body falls to the bottom of a mine shaft. He crawls through the shaft to a stream. Policemen approach the shaft opening. A man drops a flare down the shaft and it explodes. Michael escapes and drifts downstream. Small fires burn on shore. He floats on his back through the rapid water. His body tussles throughout. He submerges under a broken wooden bridge. He grabs a net attached to the bridge. He struggles to pull himself out. Rising up, he makes his way toward a light. He grabs a makeshift deck and makes his way out of the water. Near a campfire, a man tastes food from a pot.
Quiet, Sookie. Be quiet.
A green parrot chats, with a significant limp, Michael creeps toward the fire. The old man slowly looks away and walks off. He looks around. He slowly scans the area as he walks.
There's nothing out there, Zuki.
Michael grabs the man's neck, then collapses. The man kneels down over Michael. Words appear, Halloween Eve, 1 year later. Nighttime. Children's Clinic, Haddonfield, Illinois. Branches sway outside a house. In a room, a patient's head twitches. Next to her, a machine spouts out wave frequencies on a sheet. Jamie twitches as she sleeps.
No.
In a dream, Jamie, dressed as a clown, dons a mask. She slinks down a hallway. She approaches her stepmother in the bathroom. Jamie repeatedly stabs her as she falls into the bathtub. Jamie jolts awake.
It's all right. It's all right. Oh, Jamie. Jamie, it's just another one of your nightmares, that's all. Oh, darling, look at me. Do you want me to call your mom? Jamie.
Jamie's hand twitches. A veiny hand twitches. The hand flips up to reveal a triangle tattoo on the wrist. It clenches into a fist. Jamie's hand clutches her sheets. She stares off as the nurse holds her. Michael's body twitches.
I'll call the doctor.
Michael rises behind the old man. Jamie grabs a chalkboard. Staring off, she writes, "He's coming." As Michael feels his mask, Jamie mimes putting on a mask. With tears in her eyes, Jamie brings her clenched hands to her head. Michael dons the mask. He sneaks behind the old man. "He's coming for me" is etched on the chalkboard. Michael pulls the old man's neck and slams him down. Jamie flails around on her bed. Doctors take Jamie down a flight of steps to the emergency room.
She needs oxygen. All right, unstrap it.
The nurse hands the doctor a scalpel. He aims to puncture her neck.
Doing?
Leave her!
This girl is dying. I have to open the trachea, for God's sake.
She will stabilize.
She's dying! No.
Loomis and the doctor take a closer look.
You see?
I see you still want this girl dead.
She has something to tell us.
Daytime, at the hospital. Wind lightly blows leaves on a tree. Loomis peeks in Jamie's room. Rachel sleeps in a chair with her head on Jamie's bed. Jamie twirls Rachel's wavy blonde hair. Rachel jolts awake.
Hey there, funny face.
Jamie points to her eye, then to Rachel's.
What?
Rachel rubs mascara off her face.
Thank you.
Tina bangs on the window.
They don't allow Max in here.
Jamie hugs the Doberman.
You know what they can do if they can't take a joke?
She doesn't even remember. Is she really better?
Hey!
Tina hugs Jamie.
Give me some of this action, baby.
Jamie signs and mouths words.
What? Oh. Oh, I wonder what Rachel's hiding behind door number 3.
A pink princess costume.
Billy is going to have to fight off a lot of boys.
What is going on here?
Loomis spots Max on Jamie's bed.
Gee, sorry. Come on, Max. Here.
Oh, sweetie, love you.
Tina exits with Max. Rachel kneels down and holds Jamie's hands.
I'll be back in 2 days, okay? Mom and Dad send their love.
She plays with Jamie's hair. They hug. A brick shatters the window. Loomis picks up the brick. A message is attached. Jamie cowers in Rachel's arms. The message reads, "The evil child must die." A scarecrow sits outside, a pumpkin cutout on the door.
How could they? When are they going to realize that she is not him? She's just a child.
They know that Michael Myers is her uncle, and that she attacked her stepmother. That's why they fear her, especially on Halloween.
I never should have let my parents talk me into leaving. I don't know what I was thinking.
You are afraid.
I am not.
You're afraid the whole thing might start to happen again. There's nothing wrong with being afraid.
And I suppose there's nothing wrong with just leaving my little stepsister here alone.
You can telephone her from the cabin. She'll be properly looked after.
Then why do I still feel guilty?
On a neighborhood sidewalk.
I'm worried about Jamie.
So stick around.
I already promised my parents.
Promises were made to be broken, babe.
I don't know.
The farm's parties always rock.
Think about it.
Okay. I gotta jet. Bye.
Bye.
Be back with the outfits.
See you, Tina. Max.
Max barks at movement in the trees.
Max, what is it? Come on, Max. Oh, come on.
Rachel takes Max into the house. Michael watches. Inside, semi-bare feet scuttle across a room. A pantless Rachel hurries downstairs. Outside, Michael slithers to the red two-story brick house. Rachel feeds and pets Max. Michael watches from the window. She lifts her shirt and reveals her bare bottom before she disappears upstairs. At the clinic, Jamie picks up paints. She breathes heavily and looks up. She wanders away from the other children.
What
Loomis peers in the door's window. Michael approaches Max at the back screen door.
Shut up, Max!
Jamie frantically paints a mouth with pointed teeth on the wall. Rachel showers. A child touches Jamie's shoulder.
Jamie?
She signs.
Max?
He runs into Loomis. Through a shower curtain, Rachel washes her hair.
All right! Hold on a minute!
Rachel grabs a towel.
All right! I'm coming!
Hello?
Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was just in the shower.
Is Max all right?
Max is having fun. He's been barking at a cat all morning.
Go and check him.
Well, why?
Go and check him now.
Loomis looks at Jamie.
All right. All right. Hold on. I have to go downstairs. Oh, brother.
Jamie sits. Draped in a towel, Rachel heads downstairs. Michael leers behind in the other room. The screen door is wide open. Max is gone. Rachel investigates. Michael inches forward. She peers outside. She slowly retreats. She reaches back.
Rachel?
Jamie furrows her brows.
Max is gone.
Listen to me.
Drop the phone, go to the nearest door, get out of the house.
Quickly, now, go on!
Rachel runs out of the house. Inside the house, Michael watches Rachel run to the front yard.
Mr. Cornyn!
She runs to the neighbor. He rises. Police arrive and walk out of the house. In a robe, Rachel meets them.
All clear.
Nothing above, nothing below.
What about Max?
Adobe, right?
Max returns.
This is not happening to me. Max!
He has a toy.
Max, what have you done? I'm so embarrassed.
It's what we're here for.
Rescue cats.
Find dogs.
That's a job.
And we love it.
The cops depart. Jamie kisses the phone.
Bye, sweetie. I love you. You be a good girl. Bye.
Loomis holds a stuffed bunny. He takes the phone.
So she was perfectly all right.
Jamie starts to cry.
Come on, Billy. I think Jamie needs to get some rest.
Jamie, are you okay?
Jamie pulls from Billy.
Come on.
Loomis escorts Billy out. Billy grabs his jacket from the bed and leaves. Loomis shuts the door. He chucks the bear towards Jamie. He grabs a marker and some papers.
You sense something, don't you? Tell me. Tell me what you know. Right.
She cries.
Write what you know. Jamie, please! Please.
He leaves. At the house, Rachel blow dries her hair. She glides to the closet and drops her robe. Naked, she picks out a sweater. A hand grasps the clothes rack. She exits the closet and holds the sweater against her chest. Over Rachel's shoulder, Michael's white mask emerges from the darkness. With a smile on her face, she pulls the sweater over her head. Michael slips out of the closet.
Max!
She turns. She shuffles down a long hallway.
Max.
She peeks down at Max. She turns. She slowly enters a room and looks around. She spots an item on the floor. She kneels down and picks it up. On the carpet, blood stains a smashed glass-framed picture of Jamie. Rachel lifts it. Michael lurks behind a door.
No!
With scissors, he stabs her in the heart. Jamie rides. A nurse restrains Jamie's arms.
The Dictalion should have taken effect by now. Another dose might stop her heart.
At the sheriff's station.
She was shaking. Her whole body was shaking.
Every time a little girl twitches, I'm supposed to call out the National Guard.
How many people did he kill last year? Have you forgotten? Your own daughter?
I don't think.
No, of course you don't forget. How could you? But you never looked into his face, did you? You never saw his eyes. You never saw that nothing, no expression, blank. My memory goes back 12 years to the night when I offered. I'm going to show you something. Look at this. Look at that.
Loomis reveals his burned hand.
I prayed that he would burn in hell. But in my heart, I knew that hell would not have him.
Sheriff?
The deputy enters.
They want you down at the cemetery.
Sheriff Meeker and Loomis lock eyes. Tina runs to Rachel's house carrying bags of groceries. She skips up the front steps.
Rach!
Inside, Michael watches Tina run to the backyard. She runs to the back door.
Chill out, Max.
She snags keys.
I'll get you water in a second. Rachel, I got you a present. Rachel.
Tina moves from room to room. She turns off the record player.
Rachel?
She peers around. She runs upstairs.
Rachel!
She glances into Rachel's room.
Rachel?
She walks down the long hallway. She takes off her jean jacket.
Gonna miss you, baby!
She enters the room where Rachel was stabbed. She shifts her eyes. She drops her bag and jacket on the floor. She reaches for a teddy bear on a mantle. She hugs it and lays on the bed next to another stuffed animal. She rolls over. She slithers off the bed to her knees and slides toward the small vanity.
Sally!
you believe we have this whole house to ourselves for the weekend?
Tina, that's what you've said before, remember?
Oh, Sammy, are all your circuits on hold or what?
They head out back.
Tina, I thought Rachel was sticking around.
Oh, I did too. But I guess she decided to go up to the country with her parents.
Oh, Max, shut your canine trap. What if my mom calls and finds out Rachel is not here with us, huh? Just joking.
Michael watches from inside the house. Tina looks back. Michael vanishes. She looks around and leaves. At the clinic. Head hooked up to a machine, Jamie twitches in her bed. Sammy and Tina stroll around the neighborhood.
Sammy, why don't you bag Spitz tonight?
You couldn't do that.
Oh, sure you could.
Oh, no, I can't.
Oh, come on. Oh, you're blushing. Come on, you can't hide anything from me.
This may be it.
It? What are you saying?
God, I can't talk to you about this.
Oh, come on. Come on. I mean, you're planning something. I mean, what are we talking here? Like candles and sensual massage and leopard sheets.
Satin?
Satin sheets?
They're Rachel's!
What can I do? What can I do? I mean, do you want to make up signals or something?
Tina! Oh.
What? Come on, you guys can have the house to yourself. It's cool.
Mikey and I like it in the car.
Oh, honey, don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. I've just been in a weird mood all day.
Well, everybody in this town is in a weird mood. They should ban Halloween in this town.
Michael!
Mikey pulls up in a convertible. Sammy and Tina run to the car.
Hey, you're just in time to give us a ride. Come on, Sammy. Sorry about last weekend. Aren't you, Mike?
No.
Tina, I thought you wanted to see Jamie.
Look, you're killing me, babe. Would you just get in?
We could go later, right, Mikey? Right?
Sammy gets in the car. Jamie awakes. Jamie gets out of bed and limps to the window. She looks outside. Michael hides behind trees. He trudges forward. Jamie falls backward. She scampers to the doorway. She turns to the window. She darts out of her room. She trips. She bolts to the door. A silhouette of a person rises at the door. Jamie retreats. She dashes downstairs. Smoke emits from pipes above. Jamie's rushes to the laundry room. The figure lurks behind her. Sheets hand on clotheslines, light flashes, and a figure appears behind them. She darts under a linen table and scurries out of the room. She enters the boiler room. She climbs a stack of bricks and hides. She strikes a lamp. The figure makes its way toward Jamie.
It's all right. It's all right.
The groundskeeper calms Jamie down.
What are you doing down here?
Nurse Patsy arrives.
Come on, come on. It's
okay. There you are. We've been looking all over for you. Come to me, baby. Come on. What's happened? Was it one of your dreams again? Come on.
In Jamie's room.
You gotta help me, Jamie. You gotta help me to find him. We both know he's alive. But you know where he is! Why? Why are you protecting him?
Loomis knocks over a hospital tray.
What about your stepmother, Jamie? You love her, don't you? He made you stab her.
Loomis clenches Jamie.
You can't hide from him. It'll always get to you. Jamie, listen. Today in the cemetery, somebody dug up a coffin. It was a coffin of a 9-year-old girl. What do you think he's going to do with that? Huh? You're 9 years old, aren't you, Jamie?
Dr. Loomis, leave the little girl alone.
Loomis releases her and backs away.
Tears won't get you anywhere. Help me to find him. We'll find him together!
Nurse Patsy shields Jamie.
There's a reason why he has this power over you. Do you ever wonder what it is?
A bus pulls up to Vincent's drugstore. A dog sits near the bus. A dark figure with steel-toe black cowboy boots steps off. He kicks the dog. He walks off. Cane in hand, Loomis opens a rickety gate. He pulls out a silver handgun. He encroaches on Michael's old abandoned house. Dead vines cover the front porch. He slowly peers inside. He walks into the empty room. Light pierces through high A-frame windows. He hobbles to the bay windows.
Michael?
Gun drawn, he moves over a floor covered in leaves, wards crisscross windows. Sunshine makes shadows on the floor. He scans the ceiling.
Have you come home, Michael? I know what you want from her.
Sunlight shines in through dilapidated windows. Loomis opens a laundry chute. He peers inside. He proceeds downstairs. Steel-toe black cowboy boots step in. The shadowy figure wears black gloves, exposing a triangle tattoo on his wrist. In the basement, Loomis uses his gun to flip a light switch. He treads across the ramshackle basement. He ducks under a dusty metal chandelier. Boxes and tools are scattered across the concrete. He approaches the bottom of the laundry chute. He opens the chute. A live rat and a dead possum plummets and Loomis falls on his butt. He gets up and closes the chute. Outside a school, Michael stares at Sammy and Tina as they run across the street. Michael veers his glance over to Mikey's convertible. In front of a liquor store, Mikey polishes his car with a red cloth. He swabs the front and makes his way to the back. In a mask, Tina jumps.
Don't you like the mask just a little bit more? Yeah, maybe you don't even need to wear a mask, baby.
They make out.
Baby, I'm yours.
Baby, I'm ready. Sha-la-la. Ow! Bruised but ready.
Sammy hits Spitz. They kiss. Mikey waves to the cops. He gives a finger.
Friends of yours?
Spitz leans into the car.
So how many cases can we get?
3 cases. Any more and I think old Mr. Casey would know something's up. Okay, but we gotta get going. Shift changes pretty soon.
Mikey smokes and stares ahead.
You gonna pull around back or should we both just get busted out front?
Oh, Mike. Nice wax job. Touch the car again and you're dead. Okay. Thank you.
You're gonna get high blood pressure, Mikey. Pick me up at 8 at Rachel's, okay?
You gotta get ready for the Tower Farm party. Hey, Mikey, wanna go have your legs waxed?
Mikey peels around the corner. He reverses into the back of the liquor store. Michael looks on.
That's it. Now go, go, go. And don't drink it all before we get there, okay? Idiot.
Mikey checks his hair. Michael approaches the car. Mikey checks his cheek in the rear view. A claw rake punctures Mikey's car. Mikey's eyes grow wide. He pulls out a tire iron.
Okay, asshole. You wanna play? Trick or treat?
Michael throttles Mikey. He holds the claw rake over Mikey's head. He drags the writhing body away. At the clinic on a landing, a cloth sign reads, Goblin Costume Pageant. Children run upstairs.
Can you hear me up here? Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Loomis enters.
Ooh, my, aren't you pretty?
Jamie wears the pink costume.
Ooh. These are for you.
Billy hands her flowers.
Ooh, aren't they beautiful? Huh? We'll have to put them in water.
Billy removes his gold bracelet and puts it on Jamie's wrist.
Good luck.
She kisses his cheek. He beams. Children line the stairs. Parents sit below.
First of all, I'd like to thank you parents for supporting us tonight. Now, what we all been waiting for, our annual Halloween costume pageant. Our first couple is Jenny Hogle and Kristen McGee. Give them a big hand.
Nighttime, the steel-toed figure walks across the street. Mikey's car pulls up to Rachel's house. In a sexy maid costume, Tina gazes in the mirror. A hand in black gloves clenches the steering wheel. Tina leaves the house and walks to the car. At the clinic.
Next is Tony Larkin and Diane Willard.
Jamie, come on.
Tina parades around the front of the car.
Tina, queen of room service.
She scampers to the passenger side.
Michael, open the door. Bye. Michael, it's cold out here. Come on, open the door. Mikey. Woo. Mikey.
Thank you for being such a gentleman.
And now we have Billy Hill and Jamie Crowther.
You're wearing my present.
An old grimacing face with a pronounced chin.
I want you to know, I just love barbaric men.
Jamie has a princess. Give a big hand.
Jamie.
Michael, don't I even get a kiss? I can't resist your new look.
Jamie, come on.
She slowly plants a kiss on the mask.
It feels creepy.
She backs off and looks at his clenched hands. Jamie convulses, backs toward the railing and screams.
Jamie!
Jamie!
As the car guns away, the steel-toed figure walks across the street.
Just great! The old silent treatment, huh, Mike? What'd I do wrong this time, huh? Is it because I want to see Jamie? Nothing, Mike. That's what I get. Nothing.
Stop here. I want to pack a cigarette.
I said stop the goddamn car. I want to pack a cigarette. Come on.
Michael flips the car in reverse.
Psycho boyfriend.
She walks to the store. At the clinic.
Jamie.
Tina, is she in danger? Where is she? No, we've got to get her out of here.
Where is she? Tina, where is she? Jamie.
Tina walks by a few Halloween partiers.
Jamie.
You've got to help us.
Get Mika on the line.
Sergeant Meeker, what's your 20?
Store!
Store? Kind of store, what do they sell there?
Lighter.
What do they sell?
Big. Woman.
A big woman? Yeah. A big woman who works in the store.
No!
What? Jamie, what?
Cookie woman.
Cookie woman? Cookie woman?
Dale's gas station, 5th and Main.
Michael peels off the mask. He dons his trademark Captain Kirk mask. Tina exits the store. She walks to the car.
Tina Williams, you are Tina Williams. Stay where you are.
She appears unharmed.
What the hell is going on? I'm fine.
Please, you gotta come with us to the clinic.
Is Jamie all right?
Just get in the car.
She turns to Mikey's car.
We're bringing her in.
It's gone.
I don't believe this.
Come on.
At the clinic.
Tina!
Where's Jamie? Is something wrong? Tina!
They embrace.
Say it again.
Tina? I love it!
Jamie lies in bed.
Tina, don't go.
I have to.
Why?
Because. You might not understand, but... when you're older, there are people you're gonna meet who make you feel, like, connected. Like your heart is made of neon, and when you find them, you have to be with them.
But he was with you.
Who?
The boogeyman.
Oh, yeah, that's one way of describing him.
Tina, no!
Honey, I will come back later tonight, and I will sleep with you right here.
Tina!
I'll be back. I love you.
Tina!
All right, buddy, let's get the chairs. All right,
you
stay. Why don't you stay the night?
Oh, I'm sorry, I gotta run.
Tina, please.
Stay away, okay? You know, you're really creepy filling that little girl with all that boogeyman crap.
I believe that you're in danger. Jamie believes it too.
Jamie's a 9-year-old girl.
Be sensible.
I'm never sensible if I can help it.
Tina! For God's sake, stop her!
On whose orders?
She hasn't done anything wrong.
Follow her, then. At least she can do that. If that girl dies tonight...
All right. For you, Doc, anything.
You guys supposed to be trailing me or something? Well, then you can give me a ride to the Tower Farm.
Billy gazes on from inside the clinic. The cruiser rolls out. Jamie observes from the window. Lights off, Mikey's convertible follows. The steel-toed figure walks by.
Jamie's not in her room. She's nowhere in sight.
Hey!
Thomas! What the hell are you doing? Jamie's gone.
Jamie wanders the clinic grounds. Billy bumps into Jamie.
Tower Farm.
Tina shimmy through a hall. People party and dance.
Love your costume.
Oh, baby.
Tina dances with a Native American and a dog. Sammy wears red horns and Spitz wears a straw hat.
Tina! Where's Mike?
Oh, ask me if I care.
The cops sit in their car.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
I'm singing here.
Mikey's convertible pulls up to the party house.
What are do you think?
Well, orders are orders. I look like a life-threatening situation to you?
Nah. The crazy eights?
Michael lurches around the red brick one-story house. He ogles at dancers in the window. Tina bounces and smiles.
Bet tonight is 10. Greatest idea.
Yeah. What?
Sammy whispers in Tina's ear. The cops play Crazy Eights.
Oh, no way. Yeah, you cheated.
I did not cheat. I did not cheat.
Sammy runs to the cop car, followed by Tina and Michael. The cops draw on Michael.
Take me, but spare my friend!
She's a virgin.
Got her phone number?
You think that's funny?
Spits.
Hey, no, man. No, hey, just a little Halloween prank, okay?
Definitely not funny! Somebody please let me dead right now!
Fortunately, we're lousy cops.
Sorry.
Hey, guys!
Hey.
Look what I found!
Sammy holds a kitten. Tina, Spitz, and Sammy enter a barn. Narrow light beams track to the ground.
Boo!
They trudge around the rundown barn. A black kitten runs off. Michael enters the barn.
Little wee cat.
The kitten scampers through the barn.
Kitten? I'm coming to get you.
She stops at an open door.
Kitten.
Tina crouches over hay. Through slats, light floods down.
Kitten, I hear you, but I don't see you.
Hand outstretched, she scans. She lifts the cat and walks off. Bales of hay are stacked higher than Tina.
Sammy?
She sets the kitten free.
Spitz!
A figure hoists a clump of hay. Tina creeps toward the open door.
You guys! Oh, fine, I'll just let myself out. Bye!
I'll be right back.
Sammy picks up a kitten. She snuggles it.
Have fun!
Okay. Woo.
Sammy cuddles the kitten.
You think I'm gonna try and find you, huh? I got you!
She scans the barn and opens a door.
I saw you!
A figure follows her. Bales of hay sit before her.
Spitz, I'm out of here! Good night!
She meanders across the stack. She lifts her leg over a broken fence. A hand grabs her ankle.
Ow!
The figure throws her in the hay.
Spitz!
The figure advances. Spitz and Sammy make out. Jamie and Billy run to the party. They duck behind a tree. A cruiser passes and shines a spotlight. They dash away. In the barn, Sammy and Spitz canoodle. Sammy unbuttons Spitz's jumpsuit. She bites her lip. Spitz removes the jumpsuit. Sammy feels his stomach as he takes off his shirt. Spitz nibbles on Sammy's gloved fingers. He makes his way down to her bosom. He bites a bow on her negligee. He unties the bow and kisses toward her navel. He makes his way down to her legs. He pulls off her lingerie. He lays on her. Spitz pulls out a condom. Through a cracked door, Spitz thrusts. A burned veiny hand glides across with slats. It selects a pitchfork. Michael hoists the pitchfork over Spitz's bare back. A bloody Sammy stumbles backward. Michael retrieves a mowing scythe. Sammy plucks the pitchfork from Spitz's back. She charges.
You son of a bitch!
He grabs the handle and flings her to a wall. Sammy's blood splatters on the hay in the cruiser.
That sounded different.
Yeah, we never did stuff like that when we were kids.
No, we were normal.
Yeah. Michael leaves the barn.
Hey, fella! Over here!
He brandishes a pitchfork.
Hey, come on. Enough's enough, all right?
Hey, somebody can get hurt with that thing.
Hey, somebody's gonna get hurt with that thing!
Michael walks to the cop car.
Unbelievable. No respect for authority anymore.
It's the parents.
Yeah.
Hey! All right, punk. I'm through fooling around.
He approaches the driver's side.
So, you coming to the spring?
Oh, baby, you just want to see me naked.
I wouldn't mind. Come on, the hell with Mike Hampton show.
I can't leave Sam and Spitz.
Costumed partygoers flee the house and drive off. The children run.
Hurry, come on!
They climb a fence. Tina runs to the barn. She enters and inspects.
You guys, I don't hear any noise. Are you sure you're doing it right? You guys want to come skinny dipping?
The children run through a field.
Maybe you guys are already naked.
Tina picks up a blood-covered kitten. The bloody scape lies in the hay.
Oh!
Corpses fall on Tina.
Help me! Help me, please! Somebody help me, please! Help me!
Cars exit the party. She runs to the cop car.
Help me!
Mouth agape and bloody, a cop hangs out the door. Tina escapes to the house. She spots Michael in Mikey's car.
Tina!
Car lights illuminate. The car chases Tina.
Tina!
She climbs over a broken fence.
Leave her alone! What do you want? Leave her!
Jamie beckons Michael. Tina looks on. The car chases after the children. Jamie splits off.
Billy! No!
Billy leaps aside.
Billy! No! Please!
The car hunts Jamie.
Please!
She runs through a batch of small trees.
Please!
The car plows through. She heads to the woods.
Help! Please! Stay here, Billy. I'll be back. Leave her alone! Oh, my God!
Tina runs. Jamie weaves her way through the woods. The car follows.
No!
It slams into a tree. The explosion knocks Jamie to the ground. The car burns. Jamie looks at the wreckage. She exhales. Billy sits up. Tina rises.
Tina! Baby! Tina! Tina!
Jamie's eyes widen. The car burns. Michael emerges from the car. With a knife in his hand, he confronts Jamie.
No! Oh God! No! Oh! Oh!
She cowers. He raises the knife.
Jamie!
Tina slams into him.
Run!
Michael stabs Tina in the chest. Blood drips from the dagger. Billy pulls Jamie away. The children wander through the woods.
Tina! Tina! Tina!
A figure emerges behind them.
Tina!
Loomis guides them away.
Don't shoot!
There's two of them right here!
Loomis!
Yeah, I got them here.
Danny, come on, get them out of here! Right. Spread out! Find the other girl!
Where's the other one?
Come on, Loomis!
The other girl's still missing! Move out, find the other girl!
Sheriff Meeker carries Jamie.
It's all right. It's gonna be all right, Amy.
It's gonna be all right.
He places her in an ambulance. A stretcher carries Tina.
Put three units over at the reservoir. And let me know when the county...
Now, are you willing to help me?
Can you kill him?
I think so.
Now, wait a minute, Loomis.
There isn't a minute to wait.
What do you want me to do?
Loomis smirks and walks off. Squad cars and ambulances depart. Loomis returns to his vehicle. He looks into the woods.
Michael. It will destroy you too. One day, Michael, this rage which drives you, you think if you kill them all, it will go away. It won't. You have to fight it in the place where it's strongest. Where it all began. If you want to get rid of this rage.
Michael, go home. Go home! Go to your house. I shall be there waiting for you.
You'll find her waiting for you.
At Michael's house. Jamie sits near a window. She brushes her hair in the mirror. A deputy appears with a shotgun. Loomis sits in another room. Outside, cops hide in bushes.
You see us from the street?
Not a chance.
Station one, are you sure he can't see you?
Inside units, I want to report every 5 minutes.
Roger. 10-4.
You may not be able to see you, Sheriff. But we can all certainly hear you.
All right, relax, Loomis. This is my operation. All right, fellas, let's keep it down on the radio chatter.
Inside, Jamie brushes.
Looks like you and me are the only ones around here keeping her cool.
Finger to her lips.
Good idea. You want to practice our signals? All right.
The deputy leans back on the wall.
If you do that good and loud, I'll be out here in a flash.
Jamie glances at her brush.
You're one brave little girl.
The deputy hides. Jamie convulses.
Billy? Billy!
Loomis paces.
Billy!
Dr. Loomis?
Billy!
Dr. Loomis?
Billy!
Meeker, he's at the clinic.
Billy!
This is car 16 calling the Masterson Clinic. Car 16 calling the Masterson Clinic.
We just had a distress call from the clinic. They haven't been able to reach them again. There were four men up there.
All right, this is Sheriff Meeker. All mobile units, proceed immediately to the Masterson Clinic.
SWAT and police deploy.
Come on, get going! Stop dragging your ass! Move!
Right, you stay here. Loomis, I'm moving the girl to the police station. She'll be safer there.
Understood.
Move it out!
Go!
All clear. The girl, Charlie, and Loomis are in here.
All right, I got it.
The cop cars clear out. Loomis chucks the walkie-talkie. He returns to the house.
Now you'll come, won't you, Michael?
He enters.
I'd say you've done your night's work. Come on, my pal Eddie, and I'll give you a ride to the station. Let's go. Dr. Loomis.
Loomis locks the door.
What the hell are you doing?
We aren't taking her anywhere.
You've got 5 seconds to give me that key before I take it.
Charlie, can you read me?
This is Charlie. What's going on?
There's a car approaching.
I'll check it out.
Looks like one of ours. It's a code 2. Hey!
Eddie, do you read me?
A fist punches Eddie through the window.
Eddie, can you read me?
Michael slams Eddie's head into the steering wheel.
Eddie, come in.
Christ! I call Meeker.
Loomis destroys the walkie-talkie.
Crazy son of a bitch!
Loomis pulls his gun.
Charlie. Michael Myers is outside. Stay with the little girl. Please?
Charlie steps back to Jamie. Loomis exits.
Don't worry about this.
Outside, Michael advances toward his house. Charlie blocks the door with wood. Michael approaches a boarded-up door.
We have to get out of here.
Gun drawn, Loomis descends the stairs. He surveys the space.
You've come back to us, Michael?
He treads to the first floor. He stops and turns to Michael.
I know why you've come back, Michael. Because the little girl...
Loomis inches to Michael.
The little girl can stop the rage inside. She knows how to do it, Michael. If you let her, she can stop the rage. The rage inside.
Michael looks up.
Oh, she's not up there, Michael. She's down here in the middle of the old house.
He holds his knife up.
Your house, Michael. Your house. Don't you remember how much better you used to be? Let me take you. Let me take you to her. She'll take your rage away. Michael, you'll be...
He loosens the grip of his knife.
Better than ever. You don't need...
Loomis slowly reaches for it.
You don't need that.
Michael slashes Loomis's chest and mashes his head into a window. He flings him through a staircase railing. Charlie breaks a window. Loomis rolls over. Charlie throws rope out the window. He ties one end of the rope to the window. It breaks. Michael makes his way upstairs. Charlie attaches the rope to a radiator.
Alright. I need you on my back. You just hold on.
Charlie with Jamie on his back attempts to escape. A knife thrusts through the door. Michael bursts through. Charlie draws his gun. Michael backs away. Michael launches through the door and stabs Charlie. Jamie escapes. Michael forces a rope over Charlie's head. He hangs Charlie out the window. People evacuate the clinic. A body is rolled out on a stretcher.
Oh
Hold it. God. Damn.
All right, when everybody's out, I want to sweep to the building and ground.
Sheriff speaking, you copy?
Yeah.
Third floor secure. We'll be on a second.
All right, keep it up.
Jamie locks herself in a room. She checks another door. She scans a boarded window. She opens the laundry chute. She climbs in. Michael bangs the door. Jamie scuttles in the chute. She holds on to the door from inside the chute.
Please let him get me. Please, God.
Knife drawn, Michael makes his way across the room. He approaches a door and glances over at the laundry chute. He steps to the chute. Jamie struggles to hang on. Jamie lands in the basement. Michael makes his way downstairs. In the basement, he slowly comes upon the closed laundry chute. He advances. Knife drawn, he stops at the chute door. He works the chute latch. He jams his knife in the door. He rips off the door. He reaches in. He stabs upward in the chute. Jamie clasps on the sides and scrambles for leverage. Michael stands. He stabs through the metal chute. Jamie's grip loosens. She pulls herself up. She reaches the first floor opening. She climbs out. She collapses. She tries to open a door. She climbs steps. She looks around. She walks down a hallway. She encounters lit candles in front of the attic. She enters. Candles adorn the entire space. She wanders through. She treads backward into a hanging dog's carcass.
Max!
Mikey hangs.
Help me.
She retreats. Michael enters the attic. Jamie spots a coffin on top of a bathtub. She climbs on it. She eases in and lies in it. Michael approaches the coffin. He raises his knife.
Uncle? Boogeyman?
He lowers the knife.
Let me see.
Jamie points to her eye. Michael raises his arms to his head. He clutches the top of his mask. He removes the mask. Jamie rises from the coffin.
You're just like me.
They look at each other. A tear forms in Michael's eye. It streams down his cheek.
Let me.
Jamie reaches for him. He throws the mask on. The coffin falls. He stabs the coffin. Jamie escapes. Loomis grabs her.
Oh God.
You want her! Here she is! He's gone!
No! No!
Little girl!
No! 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 No!
Come and get her!
Please!
Come
no!
And...
No! No! Please!
Come and get your little girl!
No!
Come and take us home!
Let's play a game.
No.
Catch the little girl. Catch.
No.
Mike.
No.
Get the little girl, then you're home and safe.
Loomis pulls the lever. A chain net falls on Michael. Loomis pulls out a tranquilizer rifle. Michael grabs the rifle and flings it. Loomis unfastens a wood plank from a window. He beats Michael with it. Michael falls to the floor. Loomis falls on top of him. Michael sits in a jail cell.
National Guard will take him to a maximum security facility, where he'll stay till the day he dies.
Never die.
All right, take her back to the clinic.
Outside, a cigarette drops to the ground. A steel-toed boot steps on it.
Okay, Tony, I'll see you tomorrow.
The figure walks toward the police station.
Yeah. Don't forget you said you'd cover for me tomorrow.
Yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it. Take it easy.
Hey, you said you were gonna cover for me too.
A cop escorts Jamie out of the station and into a cruiser. The cop touches Jamie's head. Smoke and debris rise from the jail cell. A silhouette of the steel-toed figure appears. He fires a gun.
Wait in the car.
The cop runs inside. Jamie exits the car. She heads back to the station. She walks down the hallway. With blood on the walls, she passes a slain officer. She comes across another slain officer. Police bodies litter the blood-stained floor. She steps over them. Bodies, blood, and paper soak the floor of the station. A broken cell door burns ajar. Jamie approaches the cell. The metal doors are mangled and twist outward. Michael is gone.
No. No.
Credit scroll. Rachel. Ellie Cornell. Meeker. Bo Star. Loomis. Donald Pleasance, Jamie, Danielle Harris, Mountain Man, Harper Roisman, Stepmother, Karen Alston, Nurse Palsy, Betty Carvalho, Dr. Hart, Max Robinson, Tina, Wendy Kaplan, Billy, Jeffrey Landman, Deputy Nick, Frank Como, Deputy Tom, David Urson, Samantha, Tamara Glynn, Mike, Jonathan Chapin, Gardner, Jack North, Spitz, Matthew Walker, Charlie, Troy Evans, Eddie, Fenton Quinn, Michael Myers played by Donald L. Shanks. Director, Dominique Athenin-Gerard. Writers characters, John Carpenter and Deborah Hill. Writer, Michael Jacobs, Dominique Athenin-Gerard, Shem Bitterman. Executive producer, Mostafa Akkad. Line producer, Rick Nathanson. Producer, Ramsey Thomas. Composer, Alan Howarth. Director of photography, Robert Draper. Editor, Jerry Brady. Charles Tettoni. Sound Editor. David Bartlett. Martin J. Bram. Ed Fassel. Chris Ingram. Victor Lorillo. Foley Artist. Bess Hopper. Credits continue. Copyright 1989. Tronchus International Films Incorporated and The Return of Myers. A California Limited Partnership. A Galaxy International Release.